Yes and no campaigners were out on the streets on Sunday. In Istanbul's Şişli district, members of the Republican People's Party, the CHP, say they're determined to win for the no. But the no campaign, argues CHP veteran Kamer Demir, faces obstacles.
AKP use everything, especially money, and they don't give any money to CHP, so we cannot talk our people, we cannot tell our things to people.
With thousands of government employees purged after last year's failed coup, the AKP is accused of abusing its power to influence the vote. CHP campaigner Emre is a doctor in a public hospital.
Staff relate to government, they can say yes in the duty time. Unfortunately, I can say no with little words, because my work is under threat.
Another party backing the no vote, the People's Democratic Party, has seen 12 of its MPs jailed, accused of ties with the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party PKK guerrilla group. And Erol Undarulu of Reporters Without Borders points out over 100 media outlets have been closed because of alleged ties to the coup plotters or the Kurdish rebels.
We have dozens of journalists behind bar for more than 8 months since the state of emergency. And these journalists are considered to be, in a way, hostage of this referendum. I think that there is a climate, a total contradiction between a normal process like the referendum needs and what we are facing on the ground, reducing of media outlets and jailing journalists in systematic manner.
Nevertheless, opinion polls show the two sides at 50-50, so the campaign may get even tougher over the next week. Tony Cross for RFI in Istanbul.